school mascots have made headlines in recent years with concerns ranging from appropriateness to racism to cultural appropriation. Our next guest says that some schools in Wisconsin and beyond have another mascot that should get a second look, the Crusader. In an opinion piece, she writes that Crusader mascots represent Christian domination over those who aren't Christian and are a throwback to a time of brutality, genocide, and violence. Karen Park is an associate professor of theology and religious studies at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She wrote the opinion piece in Sojourners magazine titled Confronting Christian Antisemitism, One Mascot at a Time. Karen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, this is a personal issue for you because this is your alma mater in high school, their mascot.
Yes, it is. I graduated from Catholic Memorial High School back in 1987.
Why did you decide to give Crusader as a mascot a second, closer look?
Well, so I teach Christian history at St. Norbert College, and this fall I was teaching my Christian traditions class, and we read a lot of primary source material. We read a document from the First Crusade, so from the early 11th century, called The Slaughter of the Rhineland Jews in my class. And the very next day was the massacre at the synagogue, Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And so the next week when we got back to class, you know, the students were really trying to process what this meant, that, you know, it was that this brutality and you know, against Jews was part of their history that they were learning, and then here it was playing out in real time. And so I was thinking about it, and we put together a couple weeks later we put together a panel at St. Norbert with other professors in history, Jewish, Catholic, and Protestant, and we had sort of a discussion about ongoing issues of anti-Semitism in the church. And at that time I used an example just to sort of bring up questions and said, you know, my alma mater here in Wisconsin is the Crusaders. You know, what does it mean to have a mascot, the Crusaders, today? And that's sort of where it began.
What kind of things did you and the other people on your panel, maybe your students, talk about when you talked about Crusaders as a mascot, given that background?
Well, it wasn't the Crusaders as mascot wasn't really the focus of that panel, although we did talk a little bit about it being something that most people hadn't thought about. Some students had even gone to that high school as well and hadn't really thought about what the history of that term was, what it meant, and what it might mean today. And so that they were mostly just interested in exploring that and thinking through it.
What does it mean to you to have Crusader as a mascot for your high school, but also for others around? I know there are at least one or two more in Wisconsin and others at colleges and high schools around the country.
Right. So I wrote to the high school after the first synagogue shooting this year, and I asked to be removed from the mailing list because I don't want to be a Crusader. I think that the Crusader, it's not a neutral term. It's a term from a time of profound religious violence and intolerance. The First Crusade was launched to eliminate Muslims from Jerusalem. The Pope at that time called them alien to God. You know, so it's not a neutral term. I don't think we get to decide what it means. It has a historical context attached to it. And so so I wrote and said, you know, please take me off your mailing list until such time as Catholic Memorial has a different mascot. And, you know, because I don't want to be a Crusader.
And I understand that some schools around the country, at the college level anyway, have moved intentionally away from the Crusader mascot, actually changed their team name.
Yes, that's right. A number of them have. I'm not aware of all of them. But I know Wheaton College, which is an evangelical Christian school, had the Crusader in Illinois, had the Crusader mascot until the year 2000, and then changed it back then to, I think, the Thunder. Holy Cross College, which is in Massachusetts, had 2 years of questioning and discussion about the mascot. And then for now, they've decided to retain it, but they are continuing to talk it over, as I understand it. And I know that some student organizations, including the newspaper, have independently decided to eliminate Crusader from their title because of its medieval history of intolerance and, frankly, in genocide.
Talking to Karen Park, associate professor of theology and religious studies at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She wrote an opinion piece in Sojourners magazine about the Crusader mascot. Some schools, including her high school alma mater, use that. She's looking for a change. Do you see this as part of a broader conversation about teaching, about how we talk about churches, religions, and how they relate to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we need to talk about it, right? And that's what I'm hoping will happen. I hope that this conversation can begin. I think that to say, as I said earlier, just to say, well, we think it is a positive thing, and so we get to decide that, Catholic Memorial High School, for example, it's not enough. We need to take seriously, for example, what it might mean to be a Muslim or Jewish student, either at a high school with a Crusaders mascot or even facing one on the football field or on the tennis court, when your opponent is a Crusader named after a person of the past whose goal was to eliminate you from the face of the earth, that means something. We should talk about that. And I think Christian schools have an obligation to do that. And there's precedent, right? Of course, Marquette decided to get rid of their Warriors mascot, 25 years ago because it took a leadership stance on that because it was offensive to Native Americans. And Marquette has survived and thrived after making that decision. So I think that's what I'm looking for.
I've seen some defenses of the idea of sticking with Crusader along the lines of schools will go to Spartans, for example, or Trojans as an example of a group that fought for what they believed in. They're not necessarily adapting all the connotations of it, the negatives that might have gone along with it. So can we separate out the bad baggage from maybe a positive message, as they say?
I would say that the Crusader is different. A Spartan is a fighter. We can have emblems that connote strength and valiant, even warfare, although I would argue that there are probably better models for sportsmanship than warfare. But the Crusades were different. This was an organized and sanctified violence. It was linking violence to God's will. And so I think that's where the Crusader mascot is different from other mascots that also involve, perhaps warfare, because this warfare during the time of the Crusades was explicitly linked to God's will. And so that's where I think we have a case to say that, no, the Crusader is different.
And unlike Spartans, I think in some cases around the world of mass shootings where people are motivated by a right-wing ideology, they point toward Crusaders in some cases as an example. Is that part of the conversation you want to see out there?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And so if we look at, unfortunately, this year, and that's also what prompted me to write the article, I'm teaching this history during a year marked by extraordinary religious violence on the part of largely white, self-identified Christian males to the religious other, namely Muslims and Jews, that took place this year. And I'm referring to the Tree of Life massacre in October, of course, the mosque shooting in New Zealand in March, and then another synagogue shooting here in San Diego in April. And in all cases, those shooters used language against Jews, against Muslims, and were inspired by sometimes language about Christian warfare. I know that the shooter in New Zealand expressed admiration for another white supremacist shooter in Norway and referred to him as Knight Breivik. And so it's explicitly calling on Crusader, sort of imagery and myth and language to sanctify religious violence against Muslims and Jews. And so, I absolutely do not believe that Catholic Memorial is an anti-Semitic or Islamophobic school. I had a good experience there, but I think that the mascot is something that is now being held onto during a time of increasing religious violence against Muslims and Jews in this country, and that is what we're seeing.
We'll leave it there for now, Karen. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Karen Park is an associate professor of theology and religious studies at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She joined us to talk about her opinion piece, Confronting Christian Antisemitism, One Mascot at a Time. We did reach out to Catholic Memorial High School in Waukesha requesting either an interview with the school's president or a statement. The president was not available, and they declined to offer a statement at this time.